Hi, this is Raj Mago again. This is part 3 of our podcast series on 14 key questions about Vilasador. My website is simpleandpractical.com. So question number 4 is, what are the common adverse effects of Vilasador? So if the patient asks you, you're prescribing me this new antidepressant, what are the possible side effects? Now I'm not going to go over all the side effects. You can find a list of the side effects on the website simpleandpractical.com/vilasodone. Okay, and there'll be a handout that you can give to patients listing all the side effects. But first, let me ask, how do I decide which symptoms that occur during a clinical trial should be considered adverse events? So I follow the principle that is used in part by the PDR, that if a symptom occurs during a study that the patient did not have earlier, which we call treatment emergent, and the percentage of people having it on the medication is at least twice as much on the placebo, then I would call it an adverse effect. Okay? Based on this principle, the most common adverse effects of vilazodone are diarrhea in 28%, nausea in 23%, insomnia in 6%, vomiting in 5%. Overall, you will see that the adverse effects of vilazodone are basically identical to the SSRIs. But some serotonergic antidepressants tend to cause more diarrhea, like sertraline, for example, and some don't. So vilazodone is in the category of having a higher incidence of diarrhea than maybe some of the other serotonergic antidepressants. Other than that, essentially the side effects are the same as that of the SSRIs. Question number 5. Does vilazodone cause weight gain? Now, I'm a bit overweight myself, and I know I would be very concerned if I was given any medication. I would want to know, does it cause weight gain? So in the eight-week studies, the short-term clinical trials, the mean change in the weight in patients who took vilazodone compared to those who took placebo was not different. Okay, so the mean change in weight was not different during the eight-week studies. Are you guys satisfied with this? Is there something else you would want to know? Well, please keep in mind, and this is a common problem in interpreting side effects of different kinds, that the mean change is not the most important thing. Because if some people gained weight and some people lost weight, the average change may appear to be not so significant, while some patients might have a lot of weight gain. So the other thing we want to know is, what was the proportion of patients who had significant weight gain? Now, the FDA defines significant weight gain as 7% or more of the baseline weight. So whatever the patient's weight was at entry to the study, if they gain 7% of that or more than that, it would be defined as significant weight gain. So the good news is that in the 8-week studies, the proportion of patients who had the significant weight gain on vilazodone or significant loss of weight on vilazodone was not different from placebo. Okay. But we are still not satisfied completely, because 8 weeks is not sufficient time to know about weight gain or weight loss with certainty. We don't know the answer as to what would happen to the weight over long term, because the long term study was not placebo controlled. So it's hard to say how much of weight change is due to the drug. But at least we do know from this that there is not a huge amount of weight gain, and that's not a pun. There's not a huge amount of weight gain associated with vilazodone. So we are somewhat reassured in that regard. Now the next topic I want to take up is an important one, which is, does vilazodone cause sexual dysfunction? But I'm going to stop here and take that up in part 4, because we want to give it a little bit more attention. Thank you guys for listening to these podcasts.